Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Marcus Rothkranz was supposed to play, but he didn't play. I don't know what's wrong with this stupid Blog Talk.
Well, it sounded like you did things wrong.
Yeah, probably. Oh, goodness gracious.
Interesting. There's a false dandelion. There's also a false unicorn.
Unicorn. I like unicorn.
I'll have to look that one up. Apparently there's a plant called a unicorn, and there's a false unicorn.
Nice.
Rapeseed oil did not show up. And I do not see, unless I don't know how to spell it, I don't see canola oil either.
Or canola seed, canola plant. Well, I don't think canola plant would be in Marcus Rothgren's book because it's not a natural wild edible. It's a GMO. But rapeseed should be in there because it probably grows in the wild.
Yeah, he's got Canada lettuce. I didn't see rapeseed in here either. And I'm not really sure rapeseed does grow in the wild. I think it's a cultivated plant.
Oh. Well, hello and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast, where we talk about free food and medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. God's medicine. Which reminds me, my affiliate link to Marcus Rothkranz's site is not working, so I'm working on getting that to be working. But in the meantime, just look up Free Food and Medicine, and you'll find all of Marcus's stuff.
Well, I was errant earlier. He does have a blurb on chickweed. And I think
okay.
That's the only blurb I found in any of my books.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I got to turn to the page first. I'm slow.
Hurry up. We're impatient. We only got 30 minutes.
Honestly, he has half a page. All right. So, let's see now. Chickweed. Stellaria media. Found almost everywhere and grows year-round.
Pretty much.
Now, around here, it dies in the summer. But anyway, even winter under snow. Here, it grew vibrantly, except for on the very coldest days, and that only gave it a glazed look. It
right.
Popped back immediately within days. Okay, most people think it is an obnoxious weed, but it tastes good and is good for you. Yeah, in my opinion, it tastes like iceberg lettuce, all right? But it's got nutrients, whereas iceberg lettuce fails to have the nutrients.
That's
not
why it doesn't
quite. Go ahead.
That's probably why it doesn't quite taste like iceberg lettuce to me, because it's got that nutrients that iceberg lettuce doesn't have. It's good, but I can't say that
yeah.
It tastes like iceberg lettuce. Because it actually has flavor. It doesn't just taste like
water.
It has
a different texture. It has a different texture than iceberg lettuce. This is true. It's more fibrous. All right. Mostly
well, the ones we have are more juicy. The ones I find in the wild are more fibrous.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. Good for you. The whole plant is edible. Harvest young leafy stem tips, buds, and flowers. I just grab whole handfuls of damn plant.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
I pick out the dried stems and the dried leaves, and then I eat the rest.
I just pull out
for the
roots.
Most part, there aren't too many dried stems or dried leaves. So
I just pull out the roots, put them back, and eat the rest.
I generally don't grab that deep, but
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll pull up a
root. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I do. And yeah. Let's see now. Cut off and use the top 2 inches, not below. That or it looks like bad grammar, or I didn't read it right. Not below that, or it all be too fibrous and straw-like. Yeah, that might explain why it's fibrous to me, because I a lot of it. You know, I'm not picky about how much of the plant I grab. And
that being
honestly,
said,
yeah.
That being said, we have some growing in healthy soil that it actually tastes good all the way down to the roots. It's not really fibrous. It's juicy. I just had some this morning that I got out of the wild, and it was more fibrous. But the ones we have growing, if you cultivate it, and we're not even really cultivating it. It cultivated itself. But we just have it growing in a good, healthy plot that we actually intended for tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
And it is growing like crazy, and it is just delicious all the way down to the root.
Yeah, I created this. I built this self-watering pot using a 55-gallon drum, a PVC pipe, and one of these
salt licks.
Basically a salt lick, a protein block, whatever thing, tub, a protein tub that somebody had thrown out to their horses or the cattle or whatever, and it had a crack in the bottom because they threw it out. And I took this concept of a self-watering pot to an extreme. I used instead of using a little bowl and a little flower pot with something to wick the water up into the pot, I went 55-gallon drum I went overboard, and it didn't really work.
Not for the tomatoes.
It might now, because it seems to be in full whatever. We'll see how it gets this summer. But anyway.
We'll have to make a whole bunch of them and experiment planting different things, you know, like the purslane and wood sorrow and other things like that.
All right. Now, the book now goes into a description of the actual plant. Honestly, I would say hop on Google and look for images of chickweed.
Google.
It's going to have this white 5-petal flower. It's going to have viney stems and these little almost heart-shaped leaves. Not quite, but, you know, they don't quite form a heart, but they got a point to the woman and in a wide leaf. And I don't remember if the stems are square or not. I suppose I could run out and look real quick.
They're round.
Okay. Anyway. So it then goes into some of the things that it's good for. You know, one of them is it's great in salad. Okay.
Yeah.
You can make leaf. You can make tea from it. Okay. Let's see. Chickweed is one of the best bronchial decongestants. Its anti-inflammatory properties reduce inflamed lungs, bowels, and stomach. Antioxidants, antihistamines, reduces sinus congestion, bronchitis, circulatory problems. Juice is antiseptic. In other words, you know, you squeeze these things and you can rub it on your wounds. Used to reduce body fat. I didn't know this the year I found a good patch of this, but I have a weight problem, and I can typically get myself down to about 200 pounds with minimal effort, all right? But it is hard as everything for me to lose that last 20 pounds. In the year, I found a good patch of chickweed, and I didn't know that this was the reason. I just thought, hey, I finally made a breakthrough. Well, I had, but it was accidental. I found a good patch of chickweed, and I was eating it in my salad. I was using it as the salad green on a regular basis, all right? And practically every meal I had had a big heaping bowl of chickweed with carrots and sprouts and you know, sometimes raisins and things like that in it with, you know, my homemade dressings. And, you know, I went hog wild on chickweed 1 year. Well, that's the year I got down to 180 pounds, you know. And I stayed at 180 pounds until I ran out of chickweed.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, my friend Kano here pointed out, hey, you know, Kano is a chickweed is a weight loss
thing. Yeah, we should be feeding it smaller pigs.
Yes, we should feed chickweed to our pigs. Actually, they call it chickweed because people grow it for their chickens to eat.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I thought, interesting.
We need to feed it to our tater hogs.
Yeah, you can actually buy chickweed seeds. I don't know where, but it's my understanding that you can actually buy chickweed seeds.
Probably.
And plant it. And plant it. So,
you can buy chickweed supplements. You can buy a bottle of chickweed 1,000 milligrams for $5 on the internet. Or you can just go out in your backyard and pick it, as long as you're not poisoning it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good point. The lady whose yard I was working on today, she uses lots of poisons in order to control weeds. You know, she doesn't like having to do weed trimming along her fence line and stuff like that. So she sprays, I'm pretty sure it's Roundup, around every fence line. You know, so unless she actually has flowers and stuff like that that she doesn't want to lose, she sprays Roundup. Hey, by the way, it's time for our commercial break.
Yeah, what does our Nature Sunshine have in the way of chickweed?
You know, I looked. As far as I can tell, they don't have chickweed in their lineup.
Interesting.
I could be wrong.
Amazing.
Yeah, they got catnip. And so,
catnip. Just tell your cats to say no to catnip.
Tell your cats to say no. Tell your cats to say no to marijuana. I've seen what happens to cats who are exposed to marijuana. They will eat it until their stomachs blow. Catnip is safe for cats.
I know, I'm just kidding. You get 1 pound of chickweed powder for $14.
Right. How about the seeds? Can you get the seeds?
Oh, I'm sure. Or you can just go in your backyard and pick it.
Well, that was a lousy commercial. Yeah,
I know.
Folks, go to our website. You can buy Nature Sunshine products from us there. Well,
not yet,
soon.
But in
maybe
the future.
Not yet. In the future. At the very least, you can get our phone numbers, you can call us and talk to us, and we can hook you up. So, anyway.
DavidDavidAndDavid.com.
DavidDavidAndDavid.com. You can order your Nature Sunshine products. You know, if you're getting started out on natural herbal medicine, Nature Sunshine has lots of different products. They, you know, they have turmeric powder and opened up to a random page. Elderberry. They have mineral supplements. Something called Sunshine Heroes Omega 3 with DHA. And I'm ashamed of myself. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe Kano knows what DHA is. All right. But You know, I was just opening up to random pages. So it's a good head start. You know, if you're not ready to go out in the field to go find your free food and medicine yet, you know, nature's sunshine is a good way to get started. So, all right. So,
DHA.
More stuff about chickweed. DHA
is, I don't know.
Well, okay. I closed that page already, but
it's associated with omega-3s.
Yeah, it actually gave a description. There's this wonderful book they put out. It's called Nature Sunshine Products A to Z. And
okay.
It actually describes all the stuff they have.
I can't pronounce it. It's called docosahexaenoic acid.
Do you know why they abbreviate DHA?
Because you can't pronounce it.
So you don't have to pronounce it.
Exactly. Amazing.
Why do they sing that on the radio?
So you don't have to. Chickweed seeds, you can get them on Amazon.
There you go.
Where'd he go? Here we go. 100 chickweed seeds for $7.
100?
100 non-GMO. We need to start collecting chickweed seeds and selling them.
Dana, 100 chickweed seeds would barely be visible.
Right? We need to start collecting them.
Somebody has overpriced their seeds.
This person's selling 100 chickweed seeds for $20. The cheapest is $5. The most expensive is $20.
Well, I'm taking a walk. I'm going to go look at a chickweed plant. I'm going to see if I can identify some seeds because I know it has some on it right now. But I doubt if I can even see them.
You can get 250 dandelion seeds for $8.
How about you sell them by bulk? Either by weight or volume. Oh, my God.
Dandelion seeds are like a dime a dozen.
No.
Not even that much. A penny a dozen. Not even that much.
No.
A mil a dozen.
No. No, it's more like 100 dozen for a penny.
True that.
Well, okay, if you're going to buy the dandelion seed, somebody has to go out with a shop vac in order to collect them from nature. That's what it boils down to.
That's
somebody
true.
Went around and it takes some time and effort to do that. But still,
I know. All you got to do is go to your neighbors and say, "Hey, you want them dandelions? Hell no. You mind if I have them? Hell yeah." There you go.
Oh my gosh, our plant is. I wish we had video feed on our podcast. Okay, this chickweed is vibrant. I haven't looked at it for 2 days, and it is more than doubled in size since you were here last.
Oh yeah, we got all that good rain.
Okay, I'm looking at some seeds, some flower heads that haven't bloomed yet. They're going to bloom tomorrow. I'm trying to see if any of them stuck around long enough to make seed pods down further on the stem. I don't see any. They must have fallen off already.
Probably. All
right, so it probably has a very quick drop rate for those seeds.
Well, yeah, and it just rained.
Right.
so all the seeds got washed to the bottom of the tub. Or,
well, or down on the ground nearby.
Which, right. By the way, that plant that you yanked out of the ground to stick into the pot, you didn't need to do that. It's already being over-covered by the established plant. And
that's all right. More food for the established plant.
I would have liked to have seen it. I would have liked to have seen it spreading around on the ground down below.
Oh, and there's plenty of it spreading around on the ground below.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm looking this over. I don't see – I'm going to check it several times during the day because I suspect it's one of these plants. Okay, like dandelion. Dandelion blooms, the flower closes, and then the next day it seeds. All right? Dandelion produces seeds within 2 days of the flower opening. Okay?
Right.
I suspect chickweed is of the nature that it produces a seed probably quicker than even dandelion.
Probably.
So it's probably what time of the day. So, you know, I'm looking at it right now. I haven't looked at it in the middle of the night before, so it's a little unusual to me because all of the flower heads are closed.
Oh, okay.
All right,
real quick, we got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Real quick, we got 5 minutes. What does Marcus Rothkrand's book say about deadly nightshade?
Well, thing is, I'm about a minute away from the book right now because I ran out to go look at my chickweed plant, and I'm munching on some of it as we speak. I'm racing back to my camper so I can go look at the book. Deadly nightshade.
Well, I Googled Marcus Rothkrantz on deadly nightshade, and I got age spots and sunspots on skin.
Yeah. Okay. So he probably uses it as a salve.
Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. It says, fortunately, deadly nightshade isn't often encountered, but these are... Oh, yeah, he's basically saying it's a poisonous plant. But it does have some medicinal value. You just don't want to overdo it.
All right, I don't see it under deadly, so I'll try nightshade. Nipplewort.
Nipplewort.
Nipplewort. Yeah, I don't see nightshade.
Oh, weird.
New Zealand spinach and nipplewort. Nothing in between them.
All right. Well, oh well. Back to chickweed. We'll talk about nightshade later.
Medicine. He didn't say free food and poisons.
Well, he did say that he mentions poisonous plants in his book because he wants us to know what to watch out for.
Yeah, I think that's definitely in conjunction with food, the lookalike. I don't know if you're familiar with the mushroom books and such. They very often put the deadly lookalikes on the same page as edible mushroom and do their darndest to explain the difference between the two and sometimes advise you not to eat the edible one because it's too easy to mistake it for the deadly one.
He does talk about stuff like that. He's like, you know, make sure you can identify the difference between hemlock and wild carrot because one's poisonous and one's good for you.
Well, yeah, and hemlock will do you in.
Right.
Well, with our experience with nightshade, I cannot positively say that hemlock will do you in. But it will do you in if you're 99. Maybe we talk about this some other time.
Oh, wow. It said 19 seconds?
90 seconds.
Oh, 90 seconds. All right.
Those are out.
That's right. I was going to play Marcus Rothkranz. For the last.
Not going to now.
Oh, well. All right. Well, stay tuned for next week's podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Manic Monday for our free food and medicine podcast. And if you want to hear the rest of the story, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. And we'll continue this topic on that podcast. Find more at ManicMondayPodcast.com.
Right.
All right, I'm closing
it. Okay,
hang on.
Oh, you got to close it?